This is a summary of how to practice soloing. When you're practicing soloing, we happen to be in the key of B minor. It's much better if you have an internal pulse established. The pulse can be anything you want. The pulse we happen to be doing right now was something like this. 3, 4, like. We just chose randomly the root chord plus one other chord in the diatonic series. And the strum pattern is super simple. And now we have a clear pulse, like 3, 4. And then that's the rhythm against which we're gonna practice. So these are eighth notes. You could also have quarter notes like this, or half notes, or slower, or even whole notes, 2, 3, 4. So whether it's 4 beats per note, or 2 beats per note, or 4 beats per note, or half a beat per note, it's all locked in. And all your hammer-ons and pull-offs, all your slides, vibrato, bends, now have a context. And if you want to, you can always go back to strumming just to reinforce where the groove is. But it's fine if you don't. And then, and only then, if you want to play faster notes, you do so with hammer-ons and pull-offs so that your pick isn't working any harder. Like your eighth notes are, and you use hammer-ons so that everything locks in. Context in which to solo. The groove and the key can be anything you want. Just for a complete change of pace, just to demonstrate, the groove can be key of G, and the tempo will be medium up tempo shuffle, like 1, 2, 3, 4. Perfectly valid, no matter what it is, that's what the groove is. Well, now I'm in the key of G, now I got G major penetrating. Eighth notes. I can do my bend, my slides, my hammer-ons. Again, my hammer-ons and pull-offs, if I want to do them, then it's maybe a little fast. But everything's right in the context of writing that chord progression. So your pulse can be internal. Your pulse can also be external. If you're having trouble keeping up with that or something, then you just set the metronome to whatever I was just doing, which is, happens to be 133. It's not even that fast. Like 1, 2, 3, 1. And now you can solo against that. So have a groove. There's also an article I wrote on this called Trading with Yourself, but we don't have to get to that just yet. But it'd be interesting to read, at least up front.